This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
What if there were a single place to get an inventory of what you're running in the cloud that wasn't the monthly bill? Further, what if there were a way to compare that inventory to what you were already managing via Terraform, Pulumi, or CloudFormation, but then automatically add the missing unmanaged or drifted parts to it? And what if there were a policy engine to immediately flag and remediate a wide variety of misconfigurations? Well, stop dreaming and start doing. Visit snark.cloud/firefly to learn more. Heroku has dominated the security news last week. Their breach is bad. The miscommunication around it is far worse. If you don't have a crisis comms plan to address a data breach response, then you should probably fix that this week. Now, let's see what the community had to say. This week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award goes to a breast cancer charity for leaking patient images. Come on, folks. Be smarter about this stuff. You really have to be respectful of the data with which you are entrusted. Mandougal has a deep dive into how AWS's instance metadata service can be abused by attackers. The takeaway here is you want to use the V2 of their instance metadata service because it fixes a lot of these issues, but AWS doesn't make that easy. It's very difficult to globally switch this over for all of your instances and enforce that. On the Heroku nonsense side, breaches are always about communication. It's never a good thing to get breached, but what you do next matters an awful lot. Heroku apparently had its entire database breached, sent out, "We are changing your passwords today," emails with no further context, and speaking as an impacted customer myself, the kindest description of their communication around the problem is that they screwed the pooch. The breach isn't good, but it's the lack of clear communication that's convinced me to migrate my workload elsewhere. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. And Wiz is at it again. Azure is apparently putting the squeal in PostgreSQL. Called Extra Replica, their latest issue allows unauthorized read access to other customers' PostgreSQL databases, which bypasses Azure's aspirational version of tenant isolation. In stark contrast to AWS's approach of, "We have looked at the audit logs going back to the inception of the service," Microsoft simply states, "They are not aware of any attempts to exploit this vulnerability. This is not good." From AWS, unaccustomed to how to safely turn things off because they turn things off so infrequently, AWS apparently deleted packages that they'd pushed to various public repositories. Bad actors snagged those namespaces and then used them to push malware to users. Ouch. And on the tooling side, this is a bit in the interesting direction. TLDRSec, an excellent security newsletter, has a guide to cloud security orienteering, which I would, of course, refer to as coreenteering because I'm broken, and I hadn't come across this before. In other words, it's what to look at first from a security perspective when you're parachuted into a new AWS account. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. Thanks for listening. We'll hope for a better week next week.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.